We are the Forsaken. Forsaken.
You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast. Hello, darlings. I hope you're all doing well this week. It's a little bit of an odd week for Corpse Run Radio due to crazy spring things like allergies and garrison buying and stuff of that sort. We decided to postpone our episode 15 a week, but don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging out there. I thought it might be fun to learn a little bit more about Khadgar, and so to that end, we go to Novel 87. This is his Story of Khadgar Part 1 and 2. I hope you enjoy it, and happy Noble Garden! Bye, darlings.
Hello, everyone. Khadgar has been given a bigger role to play in Warlords of Draenor, which caused a lot of you to ask me who he is and what he's actually done for the story. That's why I thought it would be a good idea to take a look at Khadgar's story and talk about the events before Warlords of Draenor. His story is connected to a lot of major characters, and the first time we hear about him is when he shows up at the Tower of Karazhan. He is going to be an apprentice of the Guardian Medivh, but to understand it all, we'll first have to talk a little bit about Medivh, about Sargeras, about Aegwynn, so let's just begin and explore the story of Khadgar. I hope you'll enjoy. Right, so about Medivh and Sargeras and Aegwynn. For those that don't know, Sargeras, he's a corrupted titan and leader of the Burning Legion. Once upon a time, his demonic forces, they summoned the avatar of Sargeras onto Azeroth, and there, the guardian Aegwynn, Medivh's mother, she stood her ground against him. The guardian was a powerful mage, if not the most powerful mage, whose job it was to keep the world safe against demonic threats. I've done a full video on the guardians, if you want more details, but either way, Aegwynn, she stood against the avatar, and she actually won the battle. She destroyed the avatar of Sargeras, but what she didn't know was that this was Sargeras' plan all along. He wanted Aegwynn to destroy him so that he could infiltrate her body, wait inside of her for the right opportunity to weaken Azeroth's defenses, and make it ready for a new Legion invasion. After their battle, Aegwynn, she locked away the Avatar's remains within the tomb of Sargeras, and she resumed her life as the Guardian. Luckily for Sargeras, Aegwynn, she did not like her leaders, the Council of Tearsfall, and instead of transferring her powers to a new Guardian, she decided that she would be the one to give birth to her heir and transfer her powers to him. She seduced a mage at the court of Stormwind, she became pregnant with his son, and Sargeras infiltrated her unborn baby, corrupting him before he was even born. Her son would be named Medivh, and as promised, Aegwynn did not hand over her powers to the council so that they could decide who would be the next guardian. Instead, she transferred them to her child and then left him behind to be raised by his father. Medivh would grow up with his friends like Anduin Lothar and the future king of Stormwind, Lane Rin, but his life was not an easy one. Duty was placed upon him at an early age, and the powers deep inside, not only the guardian's powers but also those of Sargeras, they were too much to handle. One day, Medivh was overwhelmed by it all, and he fell into a deep coma. When he woke up again, he acted like nothing big happened, but his friend Lothar, he never forgot this moment. He always kept a close eye on his longtime friend, as Medivh resumed his role as guardian, took up residence within the Tower of Karazhan, and all the while, still carrying Sargeras within him. Meanwhile, on a different planet called Draenor, Kil'jaeden, one of Sargeras' most trusted and powerful followers, he worked on corrupting the orcs to have them exterminate the Draenei. His plan succeeded. The orcs, they formed a horde, they nearly eradicated all of the Draenei, the planet was corrupted, and Kil'jaeden left the orcs to their fates. The orcers' warlock Gul'dan, the one who sold his people into slavery to the Legion for more power, he was in a tight spot. The orcs, they had nothing left to fight. There was demon blood pumping in their veins, there was hardly any water or food left, and they all knew who was responsible. They were coming for Gul'dan, but luckily for him, Sargeras had use of him. He made contact with Gul'dan, as the Guardian Medivh, he made contact with him. He showed him the world of Azeroth, a planet full of food, water, and plenty of enemies for the orcs to kill. Together, they worked on creating the Dark Portal, they linked it to the planet of Azeroth, and they started the first orcish invasion.
The time has come! Gul'dan, order your warlocks to double their efforts! Moments from now, the gateway will open, and your horde will be released upon this ripe, unsuspecting world.
Sir Garrus, he wanted human and orc to clash with each other so that the defenses would be weakened and the planet would be that much easier to conquer for his legion. This all happened in secret, of course. Nobody knew that Medivh was actually corrupted. But that was all about to change, because this finally brings us to Khadgar. At this time, Khadgar, he was simply a young student at Dalaran, but he was gifted and he was smart. The Kirin Tor had asked Medivh to take on an apprentice many times before, but most of the times he simply ignored the request, and even if they were allowed to come to the tower, even if he did take on an apprentice or an assistant, they didn't last long. The Tower of Karazhan is a very magical place. Visions of the future or the past, they're not uncommon. And then the mage Medivh himself, he was demanding and a whimsical man. Not surprising when you have a titan living within you, but Khadgar, he was special. Like I said, he was a smart and gifted student, and most of all, he didn't always follow the rules. He was able to get Medivh to take him on as an assistant, but he wasn't immediately his apprentice. That spot would have to be earned, and his first task was cleaning up Medivh's library and seeing if he was able to not only hold up against the Tower of Karazhan, but also keep up with the mages. Karazhan wasted no time, and on his first day there, Khadgar received a vision of a world unknown. He saw human soldiers, worn out from battle, ready to fight green-fleshed monsters, but none paid him any attention. They were unable to see him, except for their leader, which was a great, white-bearded man with broad shoulders, holding a staff and a sword, and he looked directly into Khadgar's eyes. Khadgar recognized the man. The eyes that he saw there were his own eyes, and the tower gave him a glimpse of his own future. Now, Medivh, he led a busy life. He was often called away on guardian business, or the Titus Hargaris wanted to do some stuff, and for 2 weeks in a row, Khadgar spent his time cleaning up the library and getting familiar with the tower. One day, Medivh returned to the tower, and at first, he didn't even recognize his assistant. He actually thought that Khadgar was some sort of thief, and he attacked him before he realized who he was, and he apologized to Khadgar for his messy memory. Medivh did not return without a reason, though. He told Khadgar that time was of the essence, and they would quickly have to leave. At the top of the tower, there were already griffins waiting for them, but Khadgar, he had no idea how to actually ride one of these beasts. Thankfully, Medivh had a solution. He placed his thumb on the young wizard's head, and he forced the knowledge into his brain. Now, Khadgar did know how to ride a griffin, and together, they took off into the sky, but along the way, they were fired at from below by a volley of arrows. Medivh, he was able to avoid the attack. He was a skilled rider, but Khadgar, he was not so lucky. His mount was hit by arrows, he lost his balance, and he fell towards the ground below, right into the hands of a group of orcs. You see, the first orcs invasion, it did not happen instantly. More and more troops, they flooded out of the dark portal, they were scouting the land, they were raiding here and there, until they were ready for their full attack. Here, Khadgar, he had found a camp of them. He tries to scare them away with someone's magic, but amongst the orcs was a warlock who challenged him to play. Khadgar was already tapped out by trying to scare away the orcs. There was no way that he could take on a full group of them. But luckily for him, Medivh found him in time. He was able to kill a few of them and make the rest run. Now, standing up to the orcs, mastering how to ride a griffin on his first try, and of course organizing the library, it had earned Khadgar the spot as Medivh's apprentice. He met with Anduin Lothar that very night, who had come to help with the orcs, and Lothar asked Khadgar to keep an eye on Medivh. He had known the mages for a very long time, had seen him slip into a coma, and he wanted someone on the inside to keep an eye on Medivh. Khadgar promised that if there was anything a friend like Lothar would have to know, then he would pass the information on, but his loyalty was with Medivh first. Now, as an apprentice, Khadgar was now trained by the mages himself. He would spend his days practicing magic, organizing, doing chores for the mages, and learning about the nature of Karazhan, time, and magic itself. Each passing day, Khadgar became more powerful and skilled. He was being trained by one of the greatest in the world. But soon enough, Medivh's secrets would be known. One day, a new visitor arrived at the tower, and she was called Garona Half-Orcan. She was to be an ambassador for the orcs, since Medivh believed that war was not their only option. If they were able to open up lines of communication, then perhaps they would find a way to settle the conflicts peacefully. Garona, At the time, she was actually believed to be half-human and half-orc, but later they revealed that she was actually half-orc and half-Draenei. She was created in order of Gul'dan, who then tortured her, aged her, trained her in the ways of the assassin, and he placed magical spells on her mind to make sure that she remained obedient. At first, Khadgar couldn't believe that Medivh would allow an orc within their home, but Medivh told him that it was not their home, but it was his home, and Khadgar, he was just his apprentice. He had also allowed Khadgar in, even though he knew fully well that Khadgar was not only sent to learn, he was also there to gain information and send it back to Kirin Tor. So Khadgar, he was in no position to judge. The apprentice, he disagreed with his master, and he didn't trust Corona, but that would change when a fell beast made his way in, and it attacked them both. Together, they took on the mighty demon. They reported it back to the mages, but Medivh, he simply didn't believe them. There were magical spells placed on the tower to prevent things like this from happening, and none of them were activated, so Medivh thought that they had made it all up. Even so, battling a demon together, it brought them closer, and they had talked about both their worlds. Garona explained about the orcish clans and how they made their way to Azeroth, but she didn't know where the portal came from, but perhaps Khadgar would be able to find out. He had been working on a spell which would allow him to summon a vision of Karazhan at will. He had already seen Aedhwin fight with Sargeras, he had seen Medivh fall into his coma, and perhaps he would be able to see a vision of who started it all. Khadgar was uncertain if his spell would work, but it did, and they found out that it was Medivh who made contact with Gul'dan, and he was the one who brought the orcs to Azeroth. They wanted to confront Medivh about what they had found out. They wanted to ask him what was going on, since both of them, they trusted him. But before they could, Medivh showed up, and he asked them what was going on. On the ground, they saw two shadows behind Medivh, one of the mages and one of Sargeras. Khadgar, he used the spell once more to summon a vision that would distract Medivh, and together with Garona, they escaped the tower in the hope of finding help. This help would come from Anduin Lothar, who believes Khadgar's story since he had seen a similar thing when Medivh was in his coma. They flew back to the tower, they found the hidden area down below, and they confronted their friends. In their final confrontation, Medivh used his magic to set Lothar on fire, he assaulted Garona's mind with visions, and he literally drained the life out of Khadgar, making him look like an old man. Even though his spells were horrible, Khadgar, he managed to stab Medivh, take his life, and before their eyes, Sargeras himself started to emerge. Before he could completely solidify, Lothar, he chopped off the head, and he ended Sargeras and Medivh at the same time. The real Medivh, deep inside, had been trying to fight against the corruption. He had been placing people around him that would be willing to do what had to be done when the moment arrived, and his plans had stopped Sargeras for the moment, but it did not end his threat completely. His plans were already on the way, the orcs, they were already on Azeroth, and their invasion had only just begun. Now, as a reward for loyalty, they offered Garona a spot at Stormwind's court, but Gul'dan's spells were still placed on her mind. Cho'Gall used these spells as the Horde battered Stormwind, and he turned her against her new allies, and with tears on her face, Garona assassinated the King of Stormwind.
The clans are united under Black Hand in this assault. They will stand together until Stormwind has fallen. Gul'dan is bringing up his warlocks by nightfall. Until then, the Black Rock Clan will be trying to take the Eastern Wall.
A thousand deaths.
We will hold until the reinforcements come. As long as men with stout hearts are manning the walls and the throne, Stormwind
Tremble,
will hold.
Tremble, mortals, before the coming of the end.
The Orc leaders agree with your assessment.
With the fall of the king, Stormwind quickly fell after, and Lothar, together with Khadgar, he took as many of their people as they could, and they set sail to the lands of Lordaeron to warn them about the threat of the Horde, and to get an army ready to fight over the fate of Azeroth. This war has lots of events. It's a huge story with a lot of important characters, but this story is about Khadgar, so I'll try to focus on him. At Lordaeron, they informed King Taris Menethil II about the coming Horde, and they worked on getting the Alliance of Lordaeron together to fight back. Khadgar was a mage from Dalaran, so he was summoned by Antonidas before the Council of Six to inform Maul about all the events that happened during his time with Medivh. Khadgar had left Dalaran as a young man, and now he returned looking older than most of them, with more power and more knowledge. Much had happened in only a few short years, and he told them about Medivh himself, the orcs, Garona, Lothar, the Fall of Stormwinds, pretty much anything he knew, except his knowledge about the Order of Tirisfal. He expected that the council didn't know about it, he was actually right, they only tried to trick him into spilling more information, and To Khadgar's mind, they didn't need to know about all the actions of the council and all the information about the Guardian. Once his debriefing was done, they asked him what he was going to do next, and for the moment, Khadgar would stand at Lothar's side and help in the fight against the Horde. He would be a connection between Lothar and the Kirin Tor, he would lead the Magi, and once all was over, if they would survive, he would probably resume his studies, but no longer answer the call of the Kirin Tor. Whether those studies would be within Dalaran, or Karazhan, or somewhere else, he didn't know yet, and for the moment, he had other things to worry about. He helped his friend Lothar with strategies, and he became a close friend to Tirelian, a young paladin chosen by Lothar to become his lieutenant, and later on, his second in command. Together with Tirelian and Illyria Windrunner, they battled against the Horde, they tried to keep Quel'Thalas safe, and they came to the rescue when the Horde finally besieged the capital city of Lordaeron. Like I said, this war is a gigantic story, so I can't cover every little detail, but some of the things Khadgar did were simply amazing. When he first had trouble standing up against a small group of orcs, now he was facing an army. He summoned lightning into his hands, and he struck down groups of orcs at a time. At Quel'Thalas, they saw fire destroying the forest, so Khadgar, he summoned a mighty rainstorm, and when they had to communicate with the troops inside the capital city, it was Khadgar who jumped on a griffin, flew in, and communicated with the troops. Even though they had a few victories here and there, the numbers of the Horde, they were simply overwhelming, and the Alliance nearly lost the war. Thankfully for them, the Orc Gul'dan, who was put out of his position of power by Orcrim Doomhammer, he had not yet given up on trying to claim more power. He took a portion of the Horde forces, he traveled to the Tomb of Sargeras, since there he had found out that power was waiting for him. Orgrim was informed about Gul'dan's betrayal at a pivotal moment of the war. They were about to take the capital city, but Orgrim, he could not let Gul'dan's actions go unpunished. He had promised himself that he would lead the Horde to a more honorable future, and Gul'dan, he had to be put in his place. Knowing that this would cost them the siege, he sent a few of his forces to go and chase Gul'dan, while the rest of the Horde, they fell back all the way back to Blackrock Mountain, where they would make a stand and hopefully regroup with more forces from Draenor. Gul'dan would find the Tomb of Sargeras, but inside there was not just power waiting for him, there were also guardians and demons that took great pleasure in tearing the orc apart.
Damn you, Sargeras. I won't be beaten like this. I am Gul'dan. I am darkness incarnate. It cannot end like this.
Gul'dan, he lost his life in the tomb. Orgrim Doomhammer lost the final battle at Blackrock Mountain, and the Alliance, they decided to follow the fleeing orcs to find out where the dark portal was waiting.
The orcish hordes lay vanquished as the triumphant armies of the Alliance stood vigil over the evil gateway that had brought the orcs into Azeroth. Calling upon the arcane powers of the Archwizard Khadgar, the fury of the earth and skies were unleashed upon the dark portal to destroy it once and for all.
The first Horde invasion was stopped by the Alliance, and the day was won, even though it came at a great price. Orgrim Doomhammer, he had lost the Battle of Blackrock Mountain, but before he was defeated, he was able to take out Anduin Lothar. Tirelian, he saw his friend and leader fall, and instead of surrendering, as Orgrim had expected, he found his faith in the light, he picked up the battle, and he knocked Orgrim Doomhammer out. He did not kill the Orcish War Chief, instead they imprisoned him, and the orcs had surrendered, they were spared, and placed within internment camps. They were also forced into hard labor, and a statue was built to remember a great leader and a great man. Those that had stood against the Horde would forever be known as the Sons of Lothar, but unfortunately, the times of peace wouldn't last.
As the blinding light dimmed, an eerie glow fell across the black morass. For though the portal was destroyed, the rift that joined these worlds at war yet remained.
However, that part of the story I'll save for next week, where we'll talk about the second Horde invasion and, of course, the rest of Khadgar's story. For now, thank you very much for watching, everyone. I really hope that you're enjoying the story so far, and next week we'll continue. Subscribe if you like my videos, and until next time, guys. See ya! Hello everyone. Last week we talked about Khadgar, how he became a student of Medivh, lost his youth, and joined the Alliance of Lordaeron to stop the first Horde invasion. This week we're going to continue the story, and we're going to see what else he has done, since even though the portal was destroyed, they were unable to completely disconnect the link between Azeroth and Draenor. The Horde would return for a second invasion, and Khadgar would be needed once again, so let's begin, shall we? I hope you'll enjoy. On Draenor the Orc Ner'zhul, he was feeling sorry for himself, and the Death Knight Terangorfiend, he was not ready to give up. While he was alive, Terangor, he was a warlock of Gul'dan's Shadow Council. He was murdered by Orgrim Doomhammer, only to be resurrected by Gul'dan as a Death Knight. He felt more loyal to the Horde than he did to Gul'dan, and his plans was to open the Dark Portal, collect some artifacts from Azeroth, and use those artifacts to create more portals to different worlds. Their first invasion, it might have failed, but surely there were more planets out there that were more easy to conquer. So he got Ner'zhul on board, and they used the Skull of Gul'dan to reopen the Dark Portal. As I explained in part 1, Gul'dan lost his life within the Tomb of Sargeras, but his skull was picked up by an orc, it switched owners a couple of times, until Hurkan Skullsplinter, chieftain of the Boneshewer clan, he got his hands on it. They needed this skull to open the Dark Portal, so Gromash Hellscream, he was sent to collect it, and as you might imagine, Hurkan, he was not willing to give it up. Gromash was forced to take out the chieftain, and with the skull, they reopened the portal. They started their second invasion, not to conquer the planets, but to collect three artifacts. The Book of Medivh, the Eye of Dalaran, and the Jeweled Scepter of Sargeras. The Alliance during their times of peace, they had not sit on their hands. They had built Nedigard Keep to keep an eye on the portal, and they right away knew about the Orcish invasion. But they had no idea what the Orcs were planning to do. As the Orcs worked on getting the artifacts, the Alliance they tried to hold their keep while finding these answers. To fulfill their mission, the Orcs, they were forced to get into an alliance with the Black Dragon Aspect Deathwing himself. Deathwing, he wanted the Orcs to transfer some of his eggs to Draenor, since a new planet to conquer, it was simply too tempting to resist. In exchange, he and his children, they helped the Orcs with their mission, and together they were successful in retrieving all that they required. As they made their way back, the Alliance, led by Tyrellion, Khadgar, Illyria Windrunner, Dawn of Trollbane, and Curdron Wildhammer, they found out what the Horde was planning to do by interrogating one of their Orcs. They knew that they had to stop the Orcish plans, not just for themselves, not just for Azeroth, but to prevent the Orcs from invading more planets and dealing the same damage as they had done to Azeroth. The Alliance, they were not forced to go through the portal, they were offered a choice. They knew the risk, and they stepped through the Dark Portal all the same.
This is our chance! Storm the portal!
As Khadgar stepped through the portal and got his first look at the planet of the Orcs, he looked around himself and he was scared. He recognized the planet, he recognized the area from his vision in Karazhan, and he feared that his time would come soon. No, he said in a broken voice. No, he whispered again. Not here. Not like this. Fear gripped him for a moment. But Khadgar, he steeled himself, and the vision actually only showed him fighting the Orcs. It never showed him his demise, and his time would not come yet. The Alliance would spend months on building up a foothold on Draenor, while they fought off the occasional Horde attack. Reinforcements and supplies from Azeroth, they came at first, but the control of the portal, it was constantly contested by the Orcs still left behind on Azeroth. Khadgar was wondering why Ner'zhul had not done his magic yet, why they hadn't opened up the portals. And one night, as he was gazing at the stars, he realized why. Amongst his possessions that he took with him, like a ring that allowed him to talk in any language, he also brought notes from Medivh. Notes about the stars and constellations of Draenor. He found out that a very rare event, one that only takes place every 547 years, this event would take place soon. The stars would align just right, it would empower Ner'zhul's spell work, and it would allow him to open up these portals. They now knew what Ner'zhul was waiting for, time was of the essence, and they did not only want to stop him, they also wanted to close the Dark Portal once and for all. For this, they would require the Skull of Gul'dan, but as Khadgar used his magic to locate it, he found out that the items had split. In one direction, he could sense the Eye of Dalaran, while in another, he could sense Gul'dan's magical aura, so that's where the Skull of Gul'dan would have to be. What they didn't know was that Ner'zhul, he was traveling to the Black Temple to perform his spell, and before he left, he was forced to give up the skull and hand it over to Deathwing. Deathwing had sensed the magic and power within the skull, he had desired it, and Ner'zhul, he had no use for it anymore, so he gave it up, even though he wasn't happy about it. This meant that the group, they had to split up, so Curdren and Danaf, they went off to Ner'zhul, while Khadgar, Illyria and Trevelyan, they followed the trail of the skull, which led them all the way to Blade's Edge Mountains. There they met with the Grun and their father Gruul, and these Grun, they were dumb, big, powerful, and most of all, they hated the dragons that had entered the area. Gruul was more than ready to take out these new invaders, but Khadgar and his crew, they were able to convince him to join their side, and together, they would take on the mighty Deathwing and all of his other dragons. Gruul was so big that he could just pick dragons from the sky and tear them apart. His sons gladly followed their father's example, while the Alliance, they were busy shooting dragons down and destroying Deathwing's eggs.
How dare you touch my creation!
Eventually, the mighty Aspect showed up, mad anger in his eyes for their actions, for destroying these eggs, and he was holding the skull of Gul'dan. He locked eyes with Gruul, and they entered in a titanic battle, while Khadgar, he tried to figure out a way to actually defeat Deathwing. He tried to use his magic straight on at first, but this did nothing. Since Deathwing, he had mastered these magics millennia before the humans even learned about magic, so Khadgar, he had to be smarter. As Deathwing fought with Gruul, he saw the armor surrounding the mighty dragon, literally keeping him together, and Khadgar figured that since his most powerful spells had no effects, perhaps one of the more simple spells would do the trick. This time, he did not aim at the dragon directly. Instead, he focused his magic on the bindings of the armor, and he was able to remove the metal plates. Deathwing, he screamed in agony as molten lava poured out of him, and he was forced to retreat. Thankfully for them, Deathwing was kind enough to leave the skull behind, and Khadgar, as he picked it up, he heard Gul'dan's voice in his mind.
Human, but powerful. What great potential I sense here. But that is to be expected, is it not? From the young apprentice to Medivh? You can become stronger yet if you have the courage to embrace your destiny. Why not become my apprentice? I will teach you that blood and slaughter are the keys to true...
Claim your destiny.
Even from the grave, Gul'dan still tried to corrupt and manipulate, so Khadgar, he placed the skull in a pouch, and they focused on the next task at hand. They had to find Ner'zhul, they had to get the Book of Medivh, they needed to close the Dark Portal once and for all. They just did the impossible, they won the battle against Deathwing. Perhaps they actually stood a chance. In the meantime, Curdren and Danaf, they tried to catch up to Ner'zhul, but they were unable to do so. They did, however, take out Kilrock Deadeye, and they met up with an Arakoa called Drizzik, who was able to show them the way to the Black Temple, where Ner'zhul and Terangor were working on their spell. At the Black Temple, Trevelyan took out Terangor, and Khadgar, together with his comrades Illyria and Trevelyan, they tried to confront Ner'zhul. Unfortunately, they arrived far too late, and Ner'zhul teared open a rift to a different world, and not just one rift, multiple rifts opened up all across Draenor. The planet was already corrupted before, and now it became incredibly unstable. Khadgar was able to pull the Eye of Dalaran out of Ner'zhul's hands, but Ner'zhul, he no longer required it. He forced his men to step through the portal, but they didn't want to. What little they could see from the other side did not look promising, and besides that, leaving their brothers and sisters of the Horde behind, it would be an act of cowardice. One orc named Obris actually talked back to Ner'zhul. He tried to make him see reason, but Ner'zhul was too far gone. The hatred inside, unleashed in a powerful spell, it nearly killed Obris on the spot, and the rest of the men, they quickly stepped through the portal because they didn't want to be hit by any spell. Now it was too late to stop Ner'zhul's plans, but Khadgar, he realized that that was the least of their worries. The portals all over the planet, they made the planet unstable. Even worse, the destruction of the planet, it would flow through the Dark Portal into Azeroth itself, so they had to close the Dark Portal. Trevelyan and Illyria, they left Khadgar behind to inform the rest of the men of what was happening, and Khadgar, he already had the Skull of Gul'dan in his possession, now he only required the Book of Medivh. As luck would have it, Ner'zhul did not take the book with him. Obris held it in his hands, and he gave it to Khadgar as a last act of defiance towards Ner'zhul, the one who had forsaken them all. With the artifacts and knowledge in his hands, Khadgar was able to close the portal, and the sons of Lothar, they made the ultimate sacrifice for Azeroth. Just as the portal was closing, Khadgar, he threw the Skull of Gul'dan and the Book of Medivh to a young Wildhammer dwarf, and he told him to get it to the Kirin Tor. The dwarf asked Khadgar if they weren't coming through the portal, to which Khadgar explained that they would have to stay behind and make sure that the portal got closed. The dwarf flew through the portal as the sons of Lothar they stayed behind, and the planet of Draenor, it was literally tearing itself apart. Thankfully, they found a rift in which they could hide while the planet transformed, and as the storm settled, they returned to Draenor to find the planet completely changed. Pieces of Earth were now floating upside down, the sky had completely changed, and the planet looked like, we know it today, the planet of Outland. They looked at each other, and they knew that they couldn't go home anymore, so they decided to regroup at Honorhold, fight the Horde so that they wouldn't do anything like this ever again, find their people, and make the best of it. The people left on Azeroth, they had no idea what happened to Draenor and the Dark Portal, so they all thought that they were dead. Gromash, he took his orcs to regroup, and would eventually join Thrall, while the Alliance, they built statues at Stormwinds in honor of those who had sacrificed it all to keep them safe. That's the last we heard from Khadgar and the rest of them, until the events of the Burning Crusade. Lord Kha'zix, he found some sort of artifact, which enabled him to reopen the Dark Portal, and during the expansion, we got to step through, and we got a look at Outland ourselves. In Shephrath, we found the old young mage Khadgar, together with the Naru Adal, and most people were surprised to see that Khadgar, he was no longer just a hero for the Alliance, he was now neutral, so he was also helping the Horde. When you talk to Khadgar, he explains what happened to them after they closed the Dark Portal. Trapped in this broken wasteland, we did our best to survive. Over time, we sensed that a new evil was closing in around us from the Twisting Nether. More foul than the Dark Orcs, it was the Burning Legion itself that sought to take hold of this outland. While my comrades held the line against the encroaching darkness, I used my magic to reach out into the great dark beyond. There, I sensed beings of pure immense light, of unfathomable purity. It was Adal and his Naru I had found. It was nothing short of a miracle. I convinced Adal and his brethren to return here with me. I believe that only their power can drive the Legion from this universe. But as you will no doubt find, their power must first live in our hearts. To combat the darkness, we must become beacons of their eternal lights. So Khadgar, he was the one who made contact with Adal and the Naru, and he brought them back to Outland to fight against the Legion. We find more of the old heroes of the Alliance in Outland, except for Trevelyan and Illyria. Not even Khadgar can explain what happened to them, so they're still missing, and this is about all that Khadgar does during the expansion. He's turned from this uber-powerful mage, trained by the Guardian Medivh himself, he's turned into a tour guide of the capital city. Well, not even a tour guide himself, he sends his arcane servant to tour you around, and he would just take a backseat in the lore for a very long time. In the comics, he helped Medan, son of Medivh and Corona, by telling him about his father and their past. In the novel Tides of War, we find out that Khadgar himself, he is now a member of the Council of Six, and as you might know, in this book, Garrosh and the Horde, they bomb Feramore, and in the explosion, the leader of the Kirin Tor, Ronin, he was also killed. Jaina asked the Council of Six for their aid with destroying Orgrimmar, but Khadgar, he informed Jaina that they would offer her no aid for vengeance. The Kirin Tor had tried to remain neutral during this conflict, and even though they had helped with defending Feramore, attacking a city with innocent children was not an option. At the end of the book, Jaina herself decided that she didn't want to become an Arthas. She didn't want to flood the city, and it was Khadgar who suggested that Jaina should take Ronin's place as leader of the Kirin Tor. The Red Dragon Coriolstras, he had written down prophecies upon scrolls, and one of these scrolls, it talked about Jaina being destined for the role as leader. For a very long time, Blizzard has kept Khadgar in the background, a supportive role in the lore, so it's no surprise that so many of you were wondering who he was when he finally got his place back in the spotlight.
I've been inquiring about you, Khadgar. It would seem we have a history.
Warlords of Draenor has us facing off against the Iron Horde, a similar horde to what Khadgar and the Sons of Lothar had to face. He's coming with us through the Red Portal, taking the battle to the Iron Horde, and not only that, he's also part of the legendary questline, taking on one of the most devious
powerful and corrupted orcs of all time. Gul'dan was part of the reason why the original Horde was formed. Gul'dan was part of the reason that the Dark Portal was connected to Azeroth. He was part of the reason for the first Orcus invasion, all the way to closing the Dark Portal. Gul'dan was a part of it, and Khedgar knows that he's a threat.
Gul'dan sends his best.
Once again, he's recruiting heroes of both the Alliance and the Horde to aid him, and if you want to know more about his deeds on Draenor, then check out the videos linked in the description. The legendary questline is not yet complete, so only time will tell what the story is going to bring for Khedgar, but I do want to point out two things that I get asked all the time. First of all, the weapon in his possession, that weapon is called a Teesh, and this is a staff handed down from Guardian to Guardian, all the way to the last Guardian, Medain himself. It's uncertain how or why Khedgar has this staff, and I still hope that Blizzard is going to give an explanation for it. Some speculate that Khedgar is perhaps Medivh in disguise, but I highly doubt it, to be honest. We see Medivh hand over his powers to his son within the comics, so to me it simply seems unlikely. It is possible that they've retconned Medain out of the storyline and instead they've given the job to Khedgar, or perhaps Medain simply transferred his powers to Khedgar. All of these options, they can happen, but it's up to Blizzard to decide what exactly happened. Another thing that I get asked all the time is, why does Khedgar look so young? And I think this is more to do with the new models than with an actual lore reason. I believe his real age should be around somewhere between 50 to 60 right now, so the way that he looks about right for his age. The model that we see, it seems to be modeled after the way that he looked during Warcraft 1 and 2, instead of what we actually saw during the comics, how he's described in the book, and how he used to look in the game. There could of course be a whole different reason for it, but until Blizzard says otherwise, that's the theory I'm going with. It's just because he got a new model, they made him broad shoulders, they made him fancy looking. This is Khedgar, legendary questline, have fun with it. Regardless what happened there, we've reached the end of my video, so thank you very much for watching, everyone. I truly hope you all enjoyed the story of Khedgar and now understand a little bit better who he is and why we're working with him. Now, I've been answering questions and telling stories for quite some time now, and I would like to hear more from you guys and girls. So my viewer question for this week is the following. What do you think is going on with Khedgar about his new look, weapon, and powers? Is he corrupted? Is he possessed? Is he the new Guardian? Something entirely different? Let me know in the comments down below. I can't wait to read it all. Thank you very much once again, everyone. Subscribe if you like my videos. And until next time, guys. See ya!
No one could have survived that.
This vessel is set to blow. We should get to safety.
Bring the cannon around. We'll send both of these ships to the bottom of the sea.
Marad. How?
In the light, we are one. Belonged with us, Durotan. Our bond is iron. But you are so easily broken. What do you want, little girl?
Your head.
Cannon is in position! On your command.
Prepare to fire. Such arrogance to believe that you alone could defeat me!